Here you go, sir.
What the fuck is this?
It's the drink you wanted. The chocolate double espresso that you wanted. The
chocolate double espresso. This looks like a blonde roast. Do I look like I drink a blonde roast?
I'm so sorry. I will get that fixed.
No, it's
right
fine.
Away.
I'll taste it. Oh my god. I'd rather drink grass.
We gotta start over. Welcome to work.
Sir, I've got your drink for you right here.
What the fuck is this?
It's the double mocha espresso.
It looks like horseshit, if I'm being honest. Double mocha espresso, what roast?
It's the dark, extra dark, like you said in the...
Why is it a dark roast?
You know what? Let me
be blonde. It should be a blonde roast. I'll try it. No, don't worry, I'll try it. Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry. Let me just get that and I'll go get it remade for you.
Yeah, please, cuz I'd rather drink gasoline off my grandma's titties, honestly.
Hello and welcome to Worst Impressions. I am your host, Eric Anderson, and if you have been keeping up, this is the third installment of the Mitchy Wars trilogy. We got Mitchell back in the house.
Let's go. Sexy lady.
Sexy lady. Yeah.
We just do Gangnam Style for the rest of the podcast.
Hey, sexy lady. Oh my god. So the first two episodes have been doing really well.
Blockbusters.
Literal blockbusters. It's like Jaws in the 70s just dropping all over again.
I'm the shark.
Spielberg. Yeah. Yeah. Mitch. Mitch the blockbuster shark. Swimming at you in 4D. Over podcasts. Oh. This summer is Mitchy Wars. You thought Jaws was hardcore? Tune into this podcast trilogy.
I'm just trying to figure out how to make shark noises.
It's like, it's like they don't actually sound that menacing.
Yeah.
So we did ask for requests, mm-hmm. and we did get a couple. We'll do those at some point in the episode.
And by a couple, I mean 5 million.
5 million from all of my 10 million followers. Yeah, I know. 50%, you know, comment rate is crazy.
I had to be escorted into the building. It was insane.
The studio was covered in flashing lights.
Yeah.
Someone
TMZ was here.
Yeah. Oh, dude, can we do a TMZ bit? It's like,
oh, yeah, were they like in the room?
Have you seen the Andy Samberg pop star where they do Will Arnett does the TMZ guy? He's like, oh, yeah, and he's got like his,
what do we got this week?
Yeah, yeah. He's got the Stanley. Oh, my Stanley Cup. He's got the Stanley Cup. He's like sucking on it like this. He's oh my god.
How do they not feel like the real TMZ people? How do they not feel like disgusting doing that?
I don't know, man. Like,
who's pregnant? Like, yeah. Like,
how many times is this for her? Jeez,
yeah, I know.
This baby's practically gonna walk out. She makes my salary in a day, yeah. And I'm shitting on her.
Yeah, and then they all high five. And he's like,
oh, yeah. God, I'm honestly so much mentally better off than this bitch.
Yeah, that I recorded on my iPhone 6.
Wait, are we the next TMZ? Like, what is this?
I could do it.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Oh.
Requests.
The requests we've gotten so far, let's do a question. And mm-hmm. This question I am going to name drop,
okay,
because they requested it. We got one from Mr. Loudermilk. Mm. not the Mr. Loudermilk, but the new Mr. Loudermilk.
Might I say hot last name? Hot. I've always thought that.
It's a lot of milk. It's a high volume. 2%.
That milk's loud. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
So he wanted me to ask the guest, what is the worst concert you've been to?
Oh my God. So I live in Austin. I feel like it's an unknowable thousand just because I've seen so many like indie band concerts. God, I can't even. Oh, that's such a good question. I feel like I've been to a lot of straight concerts where it's just like there's like a mosh pit, but it's not even mosh pit music.
They
only serve beer. It had to be one of those. But honestly, I get really drunk to overcompensate for bad concerts.
Sure.
I do it during normal concerts too.
It's like honestly, and also, and if I'm just listening to one person play a guitar in like in an apartment,
I'm blackout right now.
But that's how you get through it.
Definitely one of those for sure. Mm. Some random Sixth Street band. It would have to be.
I know this is going to be annoying, but I don't like live music.
That's insane.
I'm one of those people that doesn't like the. I don't like the crowd. I think that scares me. The trampling and the crazy crowd. Because I've been to them.
And what season of Love on the Spectrum are you going to be on?
They all make me nervous.
Yeah.
There's too many people in here. No, but the crowd thing bothers me. I don't like the crowds being in them. I would love to be in front of them. In front of one. It's like, y'all stay over behind that fence, and I'll be right here alone with a microphone.
Uncomfortable with people clapping for other people.
Yes, actually, it's just jealousy.
That's so real.
I get hot. I'm just like, yeah. It's like, you're clapping for this? They wrote the song in a cave with a box of scraps.
Yeah.
Tony Stark. Linkin Park built this in a cave.
Did I just learn that I could do the dude impression?
Jeff.
The Lebowski.
Yeah. But what is his real name? It's Jeff Foxworthy.
No.
And here's your sign.
What is his name?
It's not Jeff Daniels. It's a.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, I'm Googling it right now. This is embarrassing.
I have to figure it out before you Google it.
The Lebowski. The Lebowski. It is Jeff Bridges. I knew it was Jeff.
Duh, yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
You know, Sam Elliott is also in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that whole movie almost by yourself.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie!
Yeah, you get a John Goodman down and recreate The Big Lebowski.
John Goodman is one of those guys that's like a banger in everything he's in.
He really is.
Like, no
Shut
matter
what. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
And he's so funny.
Kills it every single time.
I went to a Big Lebowski showing at Alamo, and they did like $5 White Russians. I don't know if you ever had a White Russian.
Oh, love White Russians. But I do the Colorado Bulldog variant.
Yeah, with Coca-Cola
in it. Got to make it a little sweeter.
Yeah. I didn't realize I blacking out off milk is one of the nastiest things.
It's pretty gross.
It was so
pretty
horrible.
Pretty gross.
There was like an intermission. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
I got a lot of poo in me. I don't know what it is.
I think it's just a bunch of poo in me.
I turn into Joe Pesci when I black out.
I'm full of poo. I'm full of poo.
I got a dodo.
All right, so let's move. We got another request.
Hold on, I've got several more doo doo jokes.
Oh yeah, I was like, all right, this is a scat episode. You know, scat is it's short for scatological. Like it's a whole. It's not like I used to think scat was like real bad, but it's scatological humor.
You know so much about this.
Oh, I know. Well, okay, because when I have my fucking little brother on here,
Eric's taking a poop on the desk right now.
in protest.
Yeah.
So he has this whole theory, and I'll let him explain it. But like, well, I'll explain a little bit of it. But basically, people act like they hate scatological humor, but when you do one, people laugh no matter what. Like, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Like the idea that like,
they're like, I hate the way farts smell. And then when everyone looks away, they're like, yeah. I get it.
like people should be like, if people hated it as much as they would turn off the podcast right now, but they don't, they're actually just laugh. Like they're just, you know what I mean? It's like this whole, like, everybody's a hypocrite about scatological humor.
Mm.
That's what, you know, like
am I being indoctrinated right now?
Yeah, pretty much. So,
I leave this with a scat kink for sure.
fucking.
And now I can't laugh without taking a shit.
Peter Griffin checking your browser history. So I was looking through your browser history and, all I found was a bunch of hardcore porn. But more specifically, it was poo porn.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of porn.
Porn.
With poo in it.
It's so good. I think because I just watched Ted, because I was closing my eyes while you were doing that so I could hear it. Sorry. I hear Ted now. But they're the same character.
Oh, yeah. It's just Seth MacFarlane doing goofy Bostonians.
Oh, my God. I forgot. I meant to start this off by saying hello to Eric's mom and to Curtis.
Yeah, they love it.
I have to.
Yes.
How are y'all?
Hello to Mitchell's family, Mitchell's sister.
Yeah.
Mitchell's mother, Mitchell's father.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. But Eric's mom. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's probably the biggest fan of this show. And
she's the best.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh, relax. But then I'm just like, well, it's way better that she likes it. than
she's an angel.
Because she could just be like, oh, you're so dumb.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Props to you, Ma. Yeah, props.
We love you, Eric.
Hope you stuck around for the poo porn bit.
Mm. On the next episode, I learn Eric's mom's name. Just kidding. Just kidding. I know it. Eric's mom is just cuter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, any hoosers, let's do another request. So the other request we got was from an old pal of both of ours from our theater days. He goes by Mavnik Overlanding. I believe that has something to do with his truck. he's like, he's getting a shout out here. He's like really into his truck crew something on Instagram. He's all about it.
You have his truck on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna have his truck. Honestly, that would be sick. Get a soundbite of his truck. But so he requested that we do, and I don't know how to do this.
Okay.
But it is Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. And we can move on.
Yeah. You're welcome. That'll be $5.99.
Yeah, it's like, this is Fiverr.
Yeah, we'll put my Cash App at the end.
Oh, please. Oh, okay. Speaking of cash. Speaking of cash. So, yeah, the next big hurdle for the show is to get a big, like, not big, I don't know, but like a really good camera, like a video camera for the show. And again, right now, you know, just tell your family and friends to download the show, listen to the episodes, you know, just give me some clicks to get her jumped off, and we can get a camera so we can have some video added to the podcast.
Dude, yeah.
Which will be sick. I just need one. I just need one like really good one.
Okay. I think when we get video, like I want to do another trilogy.
Oh,
for sure.
100%. Like,
it'd be so funny.
I'm gonna have everybody back on. Like everybody will have to do like their new.
Yeah, because it'd be like exactly like this, but with my big naturals in the camera.
Exactly.
We could have two cameras on us, one camera on my big naturals. It could be a 24-hour live stream.
You got a lot of shadow under those.
Yeah.
It's like
like the penguins at the zoo, but just for my my tetas.
The 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
Mitchell's large naturals.
They feed them at 7.
I'll have to listen back, but Do we say big naturals or huge naturals or large naturals? Which one is our favorite?
You said large naturals in like an axe. You said large naturals.
Large,
but
yeah.
I say big naturals. That's just like what I've been saying. I don't know why.
Mega naturals.
Yeah.
Massive naturals.
Ultra nat. Wait.
The amount of like, what's this? That I like.
Big naturals? And you had to explain it to him? I feel like maybe Brandon asked me what they were too. Yeah, because I was like, oh, okay, so, and I just went to my own browser history.
There we go.
Yeah. If you look at this website that I visited at 3:45 a.m., you'll see.
If you look at this huge Venn diagram, yeah. It's actually just two big tits.
I take one of my paintings off the wall, and there's porn behind it. There's a safe. Yeah.
No, not that one. That one's the poop porn. This one,
I moved
though.
A bookshelf and there was a basement.
Yeah, it's like my own private collection.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So
yeah, everyone, click subscribe.
Yeah, I think one of the better ways to get, if you want to support the show, is to click follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Or like where to, at the top of the the show page, if you follow it, it'll automatically roll in every week when the when the show comes out, and that really helps the growth. And to rate it 5 stars, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's move on to the good stuff. Mm-hmm. What do we got prepared today? Do you want to do? You said you had something for me.
I do. I thought it would be fun because I am, as we know, a person.
A huge natural.
Yeah, a big natural myself. No. because I'm of the, in the queer community, the gay community.
Okay.
That I would have you guess, because gay people have their own slang. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's pretty foreign to a lot of.
Small naturals as myself.
yeah. To regular naturals.
Nothing wrong with small naturals.
Nothing wrong with small naturals. I'd love to see them.
Yeah.
Right now. Show them to me.
DM the show.
Where are your naturals? But anyways. Yeah, so I'm going to say gay terms, gay slang.
Okay.
And you guess what it means. The first one, do you know what an ace is?
Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Could you use it in a sentence?
There's an ace.
Right. Ace, as I know it, is Ace Hardware, where you can get all of your...
Kind of. Honestly, I mean, kind of.
Okay, let me do
educated guess.
An honest guess. Yeah. I'm gonna do joke guesses, and then I'll follow it up with real guesses. So, there's an ace would be like a 10 out of 10, like a hot person.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No. You're wrong. I said, yeah, because you're thinking of it. Definitely like how a straight person would think of it. An ace is like an asexual person.
Oh,
have you ever heard of that?
No, no.
Asexual is a person that's like not sexually inclined.
Sure. Okay.
And we don't really know a lot about them because gay people learn by having sex.
It's like, put your textbook on my back.
It's like, oh, can't fuck it. I don't know. It's like smelling each other's butts for dogs. I don't, if I can't, who knows what they're about, you know? Honestly, it's scary. I'm scared of y'all.
I would love to, that being said, I would love to have an asexual, an ace.
Yeah.
On the pod.
Let's get an ace on the pod.
That'd be sick.
I'm whatever the opposite of that is. Okay. Do you know, you know what a bussy is?
Bussy. B-U, Bussy.
Bussy Phillips.
That is the last name of famous actor Gary Busey. Gary.
The way he didn't even make it match.
Gary Busey here. No, Bussy is butt pussy.
Yeah, or boy pussy. Either
oh,
one.
Oh, I didn't know
I
that.
Think I like butt pussy. It's more inclusive.
Oh,
I think you actually might be a pioneer right now. Because I've got Grindr.com pulled. Do you know what Grindr is?
Grindr, you can.
That's where we met.
It's like huge natural 69 yeah. Matt pairs with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Damn it. I wish I knew the match. What do they match on Grindr?
No. Okay. So on Grindr, you get like a grid.
Oh,
and you can pay
God.
To get, and so the grid is arranged by closest to you from farthest away from you. And so, like sometimes like you'll click on the closest person to you and it's like two feet away.
Yeah.
Like it's really scary. It's like
your teacher.
Sometimes the calls are coming from inside the house.
For
it's,
sure.
It's terrifying, especially if you go to like a gay city. But yeah. And so like people pay, you can pay for like Grindr extra and you get more tiles. If you want to, because you can also filter them by like, you can filter them like body type. I think they had a race filter at one time. I don't know if they still do it. Yeah, it's fucked up. People hate Grindr, but people also use it religiously.
Haven't stopped.
But yeah,
okay.
It's really,
so you get on the grid.
I wonder,
is that where the gritty came from?
Yes.
The dance.
All 12-year-olds are doing the Grindr right now. Fortnite was like, we gotta get that.
Yes, we are. All right, loud and clear. We know what the assignment is.
How did gay people meet before that? We don't know. It's a mystery.
You know, it's just like the
you know
Roman bathhouses. What
cruising
is it? Oh, is this another word?
Yes.
Okay, cruising.
It's kind of like I was riffing because I was thinking about how gay people met before Grindr. And it would have to be from cruising, just being in the gay club.
I'll just roll with it. Cruising is when, you know, one fella's rolling around the park.
You're warm. Oh, yeah.
Like they're looking for, and like they have an open passenger seat.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a.
Wait,
a blage.
Did you just come out? No. Yeah, no, that's exactly like cruising.
For real.
Cruising is like you just go to a public area, start, you know, doing your deal.
shaking your big naturals.
Yeah. Shaking your Twinkie up a storm.
What is the oh my God. Just shaking it as fast as
Paula Deen on SNL. She's like, yeah. She's like, one day I clicked on twank. And next thing you know, it's two grown men shaking their dang-a-langs just as fast as you can imagine being shook at you. Science, have you ever Googled on something for something and something else popped up?
Yeah. Science.
Yeah, science.
That's a
How's your family? Y'all doing good?
That's a really good impression for you.
Thank
to
you.
Do.
Well, I'll take that box for today.
There you go.
But yeah, cruising is like you just, and I think technically cruising would be a felony.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty.
It's. I feel like it's illegal.
You're hunting.
And I've never done it, but I know somebody named Mitchell who has. And I'll say it feels like a felony while you're doing it.
Oh my God.
Okay, we'll do a couple more.
Okay.
Oh wait, do you know what a gold star gay is? This is kind of
gold star. Okay. I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a joke first. Let's see what I got.
Okay.
Gold star. You know, you love, like, it's a gay that's, it's a gay. Tread lightly, Eric. It's a gay that, you know, dresses
Say in gay again.
All glitter. All glitter. It's all glitter. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Okay, so it's basically you're a gay virgin.
Yeah. It's a gay person who's never interacted with a vagina. So you were C-section.
Oh, so they've never acted with a vagina. So they.
You've never dipped your toe.
You are gay.
Like you've never even tried to be straight.
Got it.
That's the gold star, which I feel like is like, ugh, you know, personally, I'm like boring, you know? Try.
Spin me around the lazy Susan.
Exactly.
Everybody get a little piece.
I wouldn't know about big naturals if I was a gold star gay. Exactly. I'm also bisexual, but it's not as fun to say.
Right.
Bi people, we got to come up with something more fun to say because bisexual sucks. We just clipped the clip of me saying bisexual sucks.
There we go.
That's the promo.
I have it on a Fortnite clip of us like
an emote. Bisexual sucks. You know what a twink is?
I've actually struggled with this one because I feel like the definition sort of changed since I first learned it, which is like young,
yeah,
gay man that's like skinny.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's really it. Yeah.
But there's like an age or something.
Yeah. And like, I think hairless is one of the qualifiers.
But isn't that something else? Like the hairlessness? Like, because
no, hairy is something else. Hairy. Then you're an otter.
Right. So a hairy twink.
A
hairy twink. Yeah. It's like whenever I start, I get nervous. I get back to my roots.
Yeah.
No, but
you turn into my dad when you start talking
like,
about
it's
it.
Like, oh my god, I gotta put up the barriers.
Get out! No. I was kidding. My dad's really cool with it.
So it's like otter is just a hairy twink,
kind of like a little bit more muscly, I think, than a twink in my head.
Okay,
but also I have a headcanon for everybody.
Sure.
That's just like based on like one person that I saw that was like, that's an otter, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a real otter. And I was like, he's hot.
Crack that mollusk.
And then there's a twunk. So a twunk is like,
don't know what that is.
So a twunk is like a mixture of a twink and a hunk. So it's like a twunk that has started working out and has built more muscle than a twunk or than a twink.
Josh Barrett. Well,
no, he's like full. He's also. I'm not going to say that on the podcast, but because he's going to listen to this.
He's honk.
But I think technically he would be a word that starts with a D that I'm not going to say to refer to Josh Barrett.
Okay. Dilf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just, yeah. All right. Just, like dad. Okay. I don't want to say that, but yeah. Yeah. I'd actually like this episode to be anonymous now. Because I have to play Fortnite with Josh.
Oh yeah, it'll be all right. Yeah. I think I'm going to make him whether he likes it or not, just like the butt of a lot of jokes on here. Yeah. And like
that would be true to form.
Yeah, to a point where like none of it's true. Like it's just like all of it's just like
do it after he built me a PC.
There.
And then you can get your full reign.
Okay, so yeah, do you have another one?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, do you know what a read is? Like, if I said, like, she read me for filth, would you know what I meant?
Read me for filth.
Never heard of this?
Like, just, like, getting a read on somebody? Like, she clocked me? She
clocked is a gay, is actually a like, clocked is, like, trans slang.
Okay.
But first we'll do read.
Reed. Reed Richards is Mr. Fantastic. Yeah.
A Reed is like
stretchy.
A Reed is like an insult that's a witty insult. It's like an insult that's better than just insulting somebody. A Reed, the classic one is from Paris is Burning, which is a documentary about ball culture in New York in the 80s. But
ball culture? What is that?
Oh my god. Okay. We'll get back to it. But so a Reed is like the one that they say in this documentary, she says like a read would be like, I could say you're ugly, but I don't have to say you're ugly because you know you're ugly.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's something that cuts deep. That's,
damn.
Yeah. Their reads are so good. Gay people love them. And if you get read for filth, it means somebody, you know, they got you. It was funny. It's like having somebody had a tie five on you, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah. I say read for filth all the time. A lot of gay people do. And I feel like that's the thing that confused my sister the most.
Okay, so I can't say it.
You can say red, I
well,
think.
I guess I'm still confused.
You can say red. It once you know what it means.
Oh. Yeah. I'll red's go back not, and listen to the episode. I'll
yeah. See. Red. But yeah, like if somebody got like a really good, witty insult in on you, they read you. They read you down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I feel like sick. The listeners are going to be so educated after
they
this
are.
Episode.
Yeah, we are all about education.
Uh-huh. I'm doing my duty. Do your duty to the school.
Is that Hogwarts? Harry Potter? Okay.
It's McGonagall.
Yeah. Oh.
I've always wanted to use that spell.
Yeah. Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
Okay. So how did I do?
You did, I think, as expected.
I got one or two.
I did this with my sister one time, and mm-hmm. I think she did just about as good as you. Okay. I think you knew what bussy was, so that's good.
Yeah, bussy...
Kind of a red flag, but...
Bussy... I think...
Straight guys are actually obsessed with bussy. That's, like, y'all's deal, right?
Yes. Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wait, do you know what trade is?
Trade.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God. Gay people are gonna go ape shit this episode. Trade, it kind of has two meanings because back in the day, during the 80s, trade was like a straight guy who would, you know, trade sexual favors with you with a gay person. And so it was more of like a curious straight man than it was.
That was basically.
But now trade, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they would call it trade back in the day.
Sure.
And now trade has kind of evolved to just mean like any hot man. So it'd be like he's trade or I got trade last night. Oh. That's just like trade is kind of just like any hot dude. Okay. But back in the day, it really meant like a butch like dude.
Okay.
A bruh you had sex with.
I think I'm just gonna. So that'll be like one of the hashtags I put on all of my TikToks.
Yeah.
Hashtag trade.
Hashtag trade. No, that's great. That'd be so funny. And you might get banned.
Oh, really? Is it too? Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Some gay words are like TikTok has a weird.
Yeah.
Weird thing against like some gay slang.
TikTok.
Like, you can't say twink on TikTok.
Follow Mitchell on TikTok.
Yeah, but my gaming one.
Yeah,
my regular one has enough followers. I don't want any more on there.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. We want to get him.
Mitchy Games.
We want the
with two S's.
Mitchy Games. Mm. Mitchy Games. And
I want to go live on Fortnite. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've started streaming on Twitch since the last time we talked.
Yeah. You have officially launched it.
I have launched it. It's been like a week and a half now. I'm monetized on Twitch.
So yeah. So what is your favorite part of that, and what is your least favorite part doing that?
I think like my favorite part is like actually making money for playing video games. I'm like, I just loved it. No, it's the money for sure. Like, it's not great money right now because I don't have that many followers.
Sure. So
but
go
just
follow
the idea of getting paid to play video games is incredible.
It's crazy.
I start this week. I got like this adapter that I needed to play video games with my followers, and I think that sick. Will end up being my favorite.
Okay.
Because interacting with strangers is always really funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just do bits where you can lie, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, there's no greater joy than lying.
Do it all in character.
Yeah.
What is your least favorite part about it?
The grind, like it's a lot of work, honestly. I mean, like, and like grinding, you know, like getting a TikTok following, it's tough.
I got a lot to say about it because for myself, now you've been heavily active on social media for years and years.
Yeah.
I literally just punched out. Like I punched out a clock back in like, I feel like 20.
And you're diving back in now.
14, 15. Yeah. Like, and I literally just was like, So it's like, I'm not gonna be able to keep up with it. Can't do it. And then with the podcast, I'm just like, you know, I think I have to do it all. Like, so now I'm doing it all basically for the first time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So that's a big,
that really is the scary trick, though, is doing it constantly.
Yep.
I really didn't mean to, cause I got pretty big on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I really
huge on Twitter.
Yeah.
I would say
it got pretty big, and it really wasn't something I did want to have a big Instagram, which that's not even really something that I think I want anymore. I don't really go for that anymore. Yeah. But
now that it's all meta, like,
one of my friends told me, Angelique, love you, Angelique. She told me, you know, she was like, you're so funny. Like, I think if you got on gay Twitter, you would pop off like immediately. And one night I tweeted something stupid, like some stupid caption with like a picture of my face. And I had like 300 followers, and then I came home and I had like 11,000.
Holy shit.
And I had left my phone at home because it was dead. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just leave it. Like, we'll use your phone to order an Uber and it'll be fun. And then I came home and my phone was like blown up.
Whoa.
And that was just kind of like, it was so weird. And so it wasn't really something I had planned on doing. And it kind of happened for me.
But that's fucking sick. Because if there's anything I did the least of, it's Twitter. Like, I think I've deleted all my Twitter. Like, I've never kept one.
What's a shitty time to try to do it now? Like, I don't really even enjoy it anymore since Musk has like taken it over.
It's not Twitter. It's X.
It's very different than it used to be. And I think even harder to make a name for yourself on there. People still are, though. There's a lot of new gay people that I follow that are really funny. Yeah, it's just a different beast than it was when I started.
I think what was tough for me, and I've heard, and like, this is me like putting myself on a pedestal. Like, it was tough for me to like, because I've heard other comedians, like, I'm in the running. No, like, I've heard comedians say, like, it's tough for them to shoot a joke out on Twitter, and that's where that lives now.
Yeah,
because it could do well on there, or it could have been amazing in their set or in a sketch or whatever. But like, that's why I'm liking TikTok. And I know people have their different opinions. Yeah. That's why I like TikTok, because it's like a video. It's like you can do a whole sketch or even a full joke, and it's there.
I think like what I've learned from these kids is like the new people on Twitter, because I follow people on Twitter that I also follow on TikTok, and they'll post a joke on Twitter.
They'll recycle
it. And then I'll go to their TikTok later, and they've said the joke out loud. And it's funny both times.
Sure.
But I think like, I think the kids are all right. Like they're kind of just doing whatever. It's like, it's a fucking funny joke. I'm going to put it on every social that I have.
Good. Yeah.
And I believe in that.
I think moving towards that is good.
A huge amount of social media is like eating your pride for quite a while.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like you kind of can't be successful on social media without somebody thinking you're cringe or thinking that it's shitty. And so you might as well just be it.
That's why I thought I had like a stroke of genius when I came up with the name, because I was like, I can, like, if somebody thinks it's bad, like if somebody thinks my impression is bad or it's my voice is like, bad,
that's the name of the show.
That's the name. Sucks. Yeah. It's all bad. Sorry.
Like, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, it's like, so you should follow it because it all sucks. It's funny because it sucks. But if it's good, then who knows?
Yeah. I think when I started social media, I tried to take it seriously, you know, and I wanted everything that I put out to be.
It hurts when you take it seriously.
The funniest thing anybody had ever seen. Or like, even with my OnlyFans stuff, like I wanted it, you know, and now also, I'm pushing 30 and I'm tired as fuck. And I'm just like, you know, you'll take what you get.
But our 30s allegedly are supposed to be like our best.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait.
Decade. It's like, when's the best getting here? Let's go.
Yeah, can we get a speed up on that?
I am pumped for us, because like it's like a new chapter. It's like a new era. We're like, I don't know.
It is like a new horizon on Real Housewives in New York. this one girl, Ramona, she's always cheersing to New Horizons. And I used to be like, oh, I was like,
we need to do that.
But we really, it really is that, like, when you're approaching 30, it's like, oh, thank God. Cause it's just been like dog shit. Like, your 20s, they're fun, but it's also like, God
it's
damn.
It's also just it's brutal because you don't know how you're going to come out.
And you're learning,
of the end.
You're like learning by mistake, which is
constantly
the hardest way to learn. It's just, it's terrible. I do feel a little, we've had like a renaissance of our friendship and like, it's just, it's a nice time be dipping our toe back in, being like trying to be entertaining.
Yes.
Because I don't think I had it in me when I was 23.
I didn't think I had it in, like, truly, I'm glad someone didn't hand me a couple of microphones in this situation.
Do you think about it all the time? Like, because I was already online during my early 20s because of Twitter. But like, if you go like a little bit earlier than that, because I already have cringy stuff from my early Twitter career that I hate. Mm-hmm. If I was on it, like these kids now that are online when they're 16.
Yep.
Oh my God. I don't even, I am so happy that I was a little bit older than that generation. Because I can't imagine growing up with like my teenage years on the internet.
Dude.
Pass.
Big
pass.
Huge pass.
But the people our age that did that are like actual celebrities now.
Some of them have
been euthanized.
You don't hear about them as much anymore. They're in different, you know, rehabilitation facilities.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't hear much about them.
Yeah.
But there is like a flip side, not jealousy, but like it is interesting how Gen Z will be like, because you're like, you are, it's like me, then you are
like
the
cusp.
Last of the millennials.
Yeah, exactly.
The last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, because they have, whenever I Google it, it's either my year or year that is the cutoff.
And it flip flops. Yeah. Might as well just be both because we have the same brand. Yeah. Mm. And so, basically, since all of their life is on the internet, they're all going to have like a group think of like, yeah, it's all good. Like all of your, all of their cringy shit that they had, they're all going to be like, yeah, we all got it.
It's you so funny though, because I do, like, speaking of digital footprint, like, because I do OnlyFans. Like, so even thinking about my digital footprint is like so insane. I'm like, oh, I hope I wasn't cringe. But like, my full butthole's on the internet. Like,
but that's,
I
mean,
that's the last thing I'd want to be.
I'm with you. I'd rather get my butthole on there like a
literally,
bunch.
I would rather my full naked body than somebody be like, you're not funny.
2000. If someone was just like, this sucks, you should. Yeah. This is not funny
call
at all.
Call me ugly way before you call me not funny. That's fine.
Someone call, like, if you want to get to me in the comments, call me a hack.
Yeah.
But actually, if enough people call me a hack, then I'll just own it. So,
yeah, because if enough people call you a hack, then you're.
Then
like,
I'm a hack.
Yeah. You might be like a prodigy or something.
So, where was going? But yeah, I had that same thought process as you, just like, I think this is good. I think this is good. Like, what we're moving forward
with
this.
I think it's great.
It's awesome.
It feels good.
And like, like this show, like we can.
I've been
evolve.
Hard as a rock this whole time.
It can grow. It can evolve. It can do all this stuff. So, yeah. So yeah, we just went on like a cool, serious tangent. But I mean,
I know.
Fun.
Yeah.
But, so.
Because we were talking about real life shit, bro.
This is real trap. Have you seen Fogel from Superbad? McLovin.
Oh,
Superbad. Do the real trap shit.
No.
And he's on
recently.
It's from back when he was doing Super.
I was gonna
Superbad.
Say I haven't seen him. Period.
He's
this guy wore a McLovin shirt to the restaurant I work in, and everyone was like. Clowning him, they're like, "Where'd he get a fucking McLovin shirt?"
My closet.
Yeah, exactly.
Came to my closet. Superbad is like a holy grail for me.
Superbad is so funny. Oh my God.
I've been working on Seth Rogen. It's tough.
Okay, I saw this right when you said hello to me. And so I didn't get to listen to it because I was late. I was getting out of the car.
You gotta roll in with the laugh.
I was gonna say, can you do the laugh?
I literally woke up and smoked a shit ton of weed, and now I cannot see straight.
the laugh is so good. Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's that one's tough. It takes a lot out of my diaphragm to do that. I don't know what he's doing. Like he must have a diaphragm of steel. Okay. So I got a prompt written here. Might as well fire it off.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, Mitchell, you're in a comic book.
Okay.
We're going to blast off right from the get-go. So, don't think.
I never do.
What is your superhero name?
Three. Big Natural.
Big Naturals. Now, your nemesis is Mega Vagina and Booby Bazooka. They come flying in out of nowhere. You're in the big city. What do you do first? Downtown New York.
Kiss Booby Bazooka. We're old flames.
Sorry, did you say Huge Naturals or Big Naturals? I wasn't listening.
Big Naturals.
Big Naturals kisses Booby Bazooka. Booby Bazooka is bamboozled. Mega Vagina swoops in with an uppercut. What do you do next?
I'm done kissing Booby Bazooka.
Well, you're about to get uppercutted.
Oh, okay.
You're getting uppercutted by Mega Vagina.
I swing one of my big naturals. It goes like Mr. Fantastic. It stretches out. It goes around her neck. I've got her in my big natural right now. I'm swinging her around my big naturals, and it's making a whistling noise.
Yep. Big natural lassos Mega Vagina and big natural lasso. Swinging her around in a circle. It starts creating a tornado. Booby Bazooka is trying to recalibrate from the bamboozlement. She comes to. She locks and loads her bazookas. She's aiming. She's ready to fire.
I take my right big natural. Because I've still got one big natural left.
It's fair. You still got one left.
I take my right big natural. I send it across the map.
The map. The map. I'm doing the parameters of this comic book.
Whatever the video game logic is. It goes straight into Booby Bazooka's map. In her mouth. Is it a girl or a boy? It doesn't matter for me. I'm bi.
Sure, there we go. Straight into her mouth. She's drowning in the big naturals.
Is it drowning in what?
Just the meat.
Yeah.
The natural meat.
Nice. Yeah. I think I won.
Big Naturals. Big Naturals wins again. Stay tuned for the next issue of Big Naturals versus Mega Vagina and Booby Bazooka.
That was my Big Naturals. Slapping while I jumped.
The perpetual, like,
yeah. I'm always doing a little titty bounce.
Street Fighter, like, boob physics constantly.
Her like idle Tekken movement is just clapping her tits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Big Naturals. She's gonna give it to you every time.
every time. Oh my lord.
That was good. I want to see that movie.
I know. If you're a fan and you're an artist, you know, draw us a couple of panels of
Roger Ebert is crawling out of the grave right now to review that movie.
Two naturals up.
Yeah.
two tits up.
If you say Big Naturals three times, Roger Ebert crawls out of the grave. Apologies to Roger Ebert's family. I'm sure y'all are lovely people.
The estate of
have you seen him though?
Of Ebert?
Yeah.
I believe he's passed away, right?
Yeah, I know, but have you seen him before? You know what he looks like? That's a man that loves big naturals. If I've ever seen a boobs man,
a boobs,
that's one for sure.
Absolutely, that yeah. He's
like the guy. Thumbs up. He looks like the guy from Up. If you gave him about 40 Cialis.
That's three thumbs up for you.
This episode is sponsored by Cialis.
Don't
get up, stay up.
We need Blue Chew. Yeah. You want to be harder than Roger Robert Ebert? What is his name? Roger Ebert?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I lost it. You want to be harder than him? Get Blue Chew. They are not a sponsor. We would love for a Blue Chew sponsor. That'd be sick.
Yes.
If I got to do Blue Chew ads, it'd be the funniest shit ever.
And we would love for a cease and desist from Roger Ebert's family.
Yeah. Oh my God. As many cease and desists as I can get.
Yeah, that's so true. There's this bar in Austin and they had like a Mary Berry cocktail.
We'll probably get one from Josh, but keep going.
That's so true. And I know right where he can send it. And I was like, oh, no. No, just kidding. But
we love you, Josh. Congratulations on, we'll talk about it later, but congratulations.
Yeah. Wait, what? Okay.
You're gonna move on.
No, but somebody comes out with a gun to my head. Yeah. Segue. Yeah. It's okay. No, but there's this bar in Austin. They had a Mary Berry cocktail. Mary Berry's from Great British Bake Off.
Oh yeah.
And she's famously doesn't do anything. She's so nice. Right, just right. Immediately sends them a cease and desist for this one cocktail on their menu. And she's like, stop. Like, can you imagine, like, from across the globe, Mary Berry being like, fuck off. And so now the cocktail's called the cease and desist.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Wow. Well, let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
And we got to say one more thing. This is the end of the trilogy, like the series. And I know a lot of listeners came in. I know a lot of listeners came in to hear Mitchell on the podcast and just for
hi,
the trilogy. but please, like, if you enjoyed it, there will be much more of this to come.
Yeah,
in the show,
maybe a video series.
Yes, video series. Like, there will be so much more. So please stick around. You know, just throw in a follow. Just you know, for worst impressions.
And 10 follows, and Eric will let me out of his basement. Yeah.
Oh, dude,
he said he'll loosen the chains.
I did think of like a crazy, like, if I get X amount of downloads by the end of the year,
yeah,
I would need to do, like, I would do some sort of near nude calendar for 2025.
But a
big naturals calendar of myself.
Yeah, we could do every podcast, everybody that's been on, and then Photoshop big naturals on them. Obviously, I won't need Photoshop. Yeah, yeah.
I just need some oil.
Yeah.
On mine.
Yeah. Just some
and
oil.
A slipping slide.
And a nipple thumper. If anyone's available.
Maybe a couple of suction cups. Yeah. To shoot them up.
Flag pulls up, ladies.
But yes. So let's just say if I get, what's a good number? And I would post, if I got it, I would post the analytics. If I got like 10,000. Which is a crazy one, which is crazy for me right now.
Shoot for the moon.
If I got 10,000 downloads by the end of the year, I would do it. Like, no problem. Yeah. No problem.
A nudie calendar?
Yeah. I don't know how much I would show. I'd check with my wife, but
Oh, sorry. I just drooled a little thinking about it.
But yeah, like. So let's get those follows in, all right?
Yeah. Hut two.
Is there anything else you want to plug? You got the streaming, Twitch.
No, yeah, mostly the TikTok right now.
Mostly the TikTok.
My Twitch and my TikTok. If you go to my TikTok, you will find my Twitch. So
okay,
Mitchy Games with two S's. Hit it.
All right, and then follow Worst Impressions on TikTok. I need some Worst Impressions followers on TikTok. Worst Impressions on TikTok. Because a lot of podcast viewers and listeners are on, like, they get it off of TikTok.
Yeah.
So let's get those in there. And thank you again so much, Mitchell, for coming on my show. And this has been great.
Thank you. You're my favorite twink.
I feel like I'm a bear. I feel like, or because I got a lot of to love. I got some naturals.
I don't feel like maybe a cup.
Because I got a lot of hair too. A lot of body hair.
Let's see it.
And we'll see it in the calendar once I get 10,000 downloads.
Oh yeah, how about you do that without a shirt?
All right, everybody. This has been wonderful. This has been the easiest, awesome shows. So, and there will be much more to come. Thank you for listening.